Cece Peniston finally here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, 3rd of October. Welcome along.
Yeah.
How
happy
are you doing?
Happy morning, everybody. Happy morning.
What
to
is
you.
Your story, Mr. PJ Gallagher, if that is your real name?
Not much of a story now today, to be honest with you.
Yes? Are you calm?
Yeah, I guess I'm relatively so. I'm never prepared.
Have you ticked all the boxes?
No. Okay, Grant. When I think about it then, there's work to be done.
There's work to be done. Anyway, welcome along, folks. Yep, it is PJ and Jim this morning as we prepare for the arrival of Lorenzo. We're just, getting everything ready, strapping everything down. Magic Mike is out there. Stocking up on extra avocado.
Avocado and black pudding he's got. He's stocking it all up there. Avocado, black pudding and fancy coffee. He's got it all going on, ready for everybody, so he is.
Nothing's happened yet.
No.
No.
It's very non-eventful so far now.
Very calm.
Very calm altogether. Very peaceful.
But it will, we're told. It will. And if we hear about it,
we'll let you know as it comes in. To be honest with you, we'll
probably be the last to hear about it. Because we were chatting to Alan yesterday. It's only the other side get it first. Other people will be able to tell us about it.
Yeah, well, definitely the West Coast is going to get it a lot worse. I think it's up to orange warnings on the West Coast. And whereas the rest of us then is concerned, it's like a yellow warning or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's on yellows, the wee warning.
That's
really,
it. Hopefully it's quite a light yellow.
Yeah, that's
sort of a... You know, primrose.
Oh, no, you don't know. Like, I was chatting to Mike about it just there, and Mike was going, "We're going to miss
lemon.
All the crack." That's what he said.
Yeah, Mike would love that now.
He was like, "We're going to miss all the crack." You know what I mean?
Mike might have a secret desire to be. What's your woman's name? Don't take unnecessary journeys.
Dorothy, Wizard of Oz.
Theresa Mannion. That was it. Dorothy, Wizard of Oz.
Actually, that'd be
brilliant. If she was. That'd be fantastic. If Storm Lorenzo throws up a scarecrow, a tin man, and a cowardly lion. Be one of the greatest storms ever.
You've just described the front bench of Fine Gael there. They're all there. They're the people doing the sawmill.
So you're right. They're part of the emergency grouping, aren't
they're
they?
They're doing the press statements. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Irene Cara, Flashdance here at Classic Hits. Almost 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim as we take on the birthdays. Been a good week so far for the birthdays for PJ. One day in the bag.
And then
yesterday, very close.
Oh, my God. Hitting posts and getting goals all over the place. So I was.
It was two in and two off the post yesterday.
Very good. And then, of course, by about 12 years.
Then, of course, the controversy reigned.
Oh, that's so ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous the way your man is going on about it. I'll tell you something. Unreal. Like, you should be limited to the amount of shots you have in a football match. Unbelievable.
Right, so it's a lot more manageable today. We've got four ones for you, all of which, you know, in one way, shape or form should be within your frame of reference, so you should be okay.
Right, okay.
Especially with this first bloke. It's because it's his birthday.
I think I'm the best ever played in MLS, and that without joking.
Why?
Have you been looking for the 2 years I've been playing?
Yeah, very shy, retiring, not very self-confident individual there. Do you recognise him?
What's the... No!
I'll give it to you again.
I think I'm the best ever played in MLS.
Oh, in the MLS, it's Zlatan Abramovich.
Zlatan!
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
I couldn't find any of the really good quotes that I couldn't get, like, you know... I mean, most of the stuff online is him slagging off Guardiola and... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to get the one where he said about the children of Paris. Beckham donated all his salary when he played for PSG, donated it to some children's hospital. And Zlatan said something like, you know, well, all of the sick children of Paris should be paying to see me.
He's something else, isn't he? He's a gas man, though, in fairness.
Yeah.
Like, and he is scoring wonder goals over there with LA Galaxy. Like, wonder goals he was banging away.
Yeah.
His first one was outrageous.
Yeah. And his 500th kind of career goal that he scored over there
was mad.
It was like some yoga move.
And I think, he's become some sort of a... Like, he's a proper icon over there now. They're all, like, sort of, you know, there'll be statues built to him and everything.
Well, isn't he?
And he still looks like a weird Zorro.
He has a statue, or he's getting a statue in Sweden, doesn't he?
No.
He either has one or he's getting one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, in fairness, like, I mean, you know, who else is there?
Yeah, but that's... For Sweden?
Yeah.
That's a
I mean, there are other Swedish footballers, obviously, but nobody on the on the Zlatan level.
No. Larsson, was he Swedish?
Henrik Larsson. Was he? Yeah.
It's not the same. He was.
Well, he was good.
He was very, very
Celtic
good.
Legend, obviously.
Yes, you have to be afraid of him then because Celtic fans, they put
they'll
you straight.
They hunt you down.
Celtic fans put you straight, I can tell you that much. But I'm going to say, right, the Scandinavian Zorro, Zlatan Abramovich is... Well, he's near the end. I mean, if he's in America, he's near the end. He's 38.
Yes, he is.
Ah, look at this for a week.
There you go.
Look at this.
My
look
God,
at this
you can't fail this week. You can't fail. Right, we're going.
I'm looking around. No one cares.
We're bored with it now. You're
an audience.
You're always getting them right now. We're bored with you. Right, what about... This is a kind of a weird one, but it'll still be... You know, you'll still be able to stick a number on it. Chubby Checker.
Ah, Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys.
Yeah, let's twist again and all
the
that.
Twist, yeah. Chubby Checker was a big thing. Oh my God, now that I think of it, I think that was like 1989.
Was Chubby Checker, was he involved in... Wasn't him, no, who was involved in very early shenanigans? No, no.
What do you mean?
No, it wasn't
shenanigans.
Him.
Shenanigans.
Who was the fella that... Who's the fella that married his cousin and she was 13 or something?
But they were all doing that back then.
Were they?
Yeah, there was a load of that. Your man from the Stones, didn't he marry like a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah, one of them. That was Keith. Mandy Smith.
Yeah. She,
Bill? No, not Bill. Was it Bill Wyman? I can't remember.
Keith that. Wyman or something like that.
What was Bill Wyman? Yeah, it was Bill Wyman. Then
there was Great Balls of Fire.
Chubby Checker. Who's Great Balls of?
Oh, why can't I think of his name?
That's ridiculous. Why can't I?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. It was him. He married some young one.
Anyway, so we have Jerry Lee Lewis. Somebody's
Jerry
texted.
Lee Lewis. Jerry yeah, Lee probably Lewis. Like right, the things they did is go to jail stuff today. Yeah. Thankfully,
I think that was them. I think that's who I was confusing with Chubby Checker. So we think Chubby Checker is all right.
I think he's all right. Big right. Cuddly man in his ridiculous suit,
then.
And
well
he had his spats and all on, doing his things with the two lads, the Fat Boys. And the Fat Boys was like a relaunch for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, Chubby Checker have been forgotten about.
Don't know if you get away with calling the band the Fat Boys nowadays, would you?
No,
there'd be some hashtag going around about that.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Body shaming. Hashtag body shaming.
Yeah, the normal lads or something. I don't know what you'd call them.
The weight fluid lads.
Weight fluid!
Chuck Berry, somebody's saying, maybe I'm confusing.
You see,
Chubby Checker
there's a long
that
list.
That could be it.
There's a long list of people who were up to no good back then, and I don't even know if Chuck Berry was, but I'm going to say Chubby Checker. Who I think has not a checkered past, actually, just very many checkered suits.
Yeah.
That was 1989, man. I'm telling you. And he wasn't a young fella.
89?
When he released with the Fat Boys.
Oh, right. Like, sort of like a re.
Yeah. And he wasn't a young fella then.
No.
I'm going to say he's like 81.
78. Not bad.
Fart.
Not bad. Right, stick with the singers. What about Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A That seems to be, that's actually like something you'd hear on Sesame Street.
It is, isn't it?
How do you spell bananas?
Bananas. Bananas. How do you spell bananas? B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Bananas. And pears. How do we spell pears? P-E-A-R-S. It is, isn't it?
P-A-R-S.
P-E-A-R-S. P-A-E-R-S. P-A-E-R-S.
Oh, brilliant. Right, so we're saying Gwen Stefani then hasn't exactly kind of, you know, lyrically hasn't challenged it then.
I don't think so, yeah.
Right.
And apples. A triple P, yeah, yes. I don't think, yeah. It's not. You know what I mean? She's very good.
Yeah.
She's very, very good. She knows what she's doing. But when it comes, you know, yeah, you wouldn't be lyrically very challenged. Herself and Chubby Checker now would be on the same level when it comes to lyrics. I got to say, Gwen Stefani is like, I think she might be 41.
She's 50.
Oh my God, that was 50. Way out.
Yeah.
Way out.
And then
I thought definitely I was older than her anyway.
This one, right, is a music one, but I don't necessarily think that you'll go to the music to kind of remember him.
Oh, really?
I think you might go to a different aspect of his life.
Really?
Because it's Tommy Lee's birthday
today. Oh, yeah, Tommy Lee.
Of Motley Crue.
The original sex tape. Him and Pamela Anderson.
As I say.
The original.
As opposed to some of the Motley Crue hits. I thought you might have gone there, yeah.
The original dirty, dirty, tapey.
Tapey.
Found on a boat.
Yeah. Started a trend.
Before the internet. It was a glad to actually drop up to your house and give you the dirty tape.
It was a great way it was like sort of a very early reality TV.
Was.
It was a great way of making yourself famous if you weren't already.
True enough, yeah. And I have to say, you know, it was too real.
Worked a treat
too
for Kim
real.
Kardashian
it did,
later on.
It didn't do too bad for Tommy Lee either, because I tell you something.
It was Pamela Anderson, wasn't it, Tommy Lee?
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee, and the Motley Crue. And of course, he has a reputation for being a head case anyway. It's actually very good. Movie on Netflix about Motley Crue and Tommy Lee, told by Tommy Lee, sort of thing.
I saw an ad for that. Is it worth watching? Yeah.
Well, I say it's very good. I watched half of it and then went back to it, but I did enjoy the half of it. I saw.
Because half of a movie on Netflix would be very well worth watching.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's definitely a good half there. So, like a game of football.
Yeah. One good half is all you can hope for.
What age is he now? I'm gonna say he's like 55.
Oh, not bad, buddy. Not bad. 57.
I'm all 57. Over the place.
In fairness, you got, you know, you were one in the back of the net and a couple.
It'd be grand any normal day, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. When you've tasted the highs.
When I've tasted the air, it's hard to come back down. It's like arriving in the MLS, to be honest with you.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, Tara. 6:33. How are you this morning?
Yeah, calm.
Calm. I was just wondering, when will you get to do your first kind of report that, you know, a plastic bag was seen, blown down the road?
Technically at 9 a.m. that yellow wind and rain warning comes into effect for the country, but I suspect it's going to be tonight.
I saw a Twix wrapper and it was absolutely flying. It was lashing down.
It was unbelievable.
It was going around in a whirlwind. It was a hurricane.
So we won't get any of the kind of really like tasty stuff until
tonight. We'll all be at home in our beds, I suspect.
I guess so.
Certainly at home with our feet up in front of the telly.
My telly's okay. Every time we get any sort of dodgy weather at all, my blooming sky craps out on me.
God love you. Third world problems. They are saying, particularly for people in the West.
Mind you, it might be a blessing in disguise because United are on the telly tonight. It'd probably be better if it went off, to be honest with you.
But no, on a serious note, the advisory is, particularly for people in the West, and particularly in sort of those northwesterly counties, Mayo, Sligo, Galway, to the west, and Clare, that you should have batteries in the torch because there's a very strong likelihood that you're going to have power outages. So make sure that you have batteries in your torches, that you have, if possible. I saw the fire brigade tweeting yesterday evening suggesting that instead of real candles, go out and stock up on, you know, those fake flame candles.
PJ, you could use your Christmas lights. It'd be absolutely amazing.
Not if he has to plug them in, Jim. God. Not if he has to plug them in.
Unbelievable. Any opportunity, look.
Yeah. It would have been amazing just to see.
It would have, yeah. May as well light the Halloween bonfire now then, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it going. Mind you, is there any mention of the county of Narnia?
No, I think Narnia might just escape. Honestly, from what Met Eireann is saying this morning.
I'll have a firefly in a jam jar keeping, as I read my book.
Seriously though, I think people in Dublin are largely going to escape it. They're saying that Leinster, North Leinster, South Leinster, so counties like Wexford most likely will be getting very strong winds later on tonight and overnight. But
we might actually get off the hook a bit.
Well, we're going to have wind. It's going to be windy and it's going to be very, very wet.
Hasn't stopped the bread frenzy. You couldn't get a slice pan anywhere last night already.
I stocked up. I have me bread and thin.
Oh my God. Right, all round to Towers for sandwiches.
Still hoping for snow, lads.
Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Thank you for that. 087-188-0008. Loads of WhatsApps in over the course of the morning already. People talking about their stocking up, their Lorenzo plans and all that. Mind you, there is an interesting one I need to ask you about, PJ, right? Because, you know, Dan in Cork, who, like, to be fair to Dan, he's consistent in that he never has a nice word
to say. That's very true. In fairness to Dan now.
Yeah, you have to hand it to Dan. Like, he doesn't veer off the
path. No, he doesn't soften the blow. Like, he's, you know, he is what he is. Yeah, he comes at you strong. Fair play to him.
So he's been on to say, Jim, I see the PJ's finally changed to the full Southside Dublin fashion. Did you see the new slippers he had on last night? Not a great look at all. What were you doing?
I'm going to give this one to Dan because he's right.
What did you do?
Like, you made a bit of an... I realised, you know the way you go home and you get into your homeware?
Right.
Well, I was sitting down...
Do you have homeware?
Well, I get out of me jeans.
When did you turn into Hugh Hefner?
We have homeware.
Homeware?
Listen, the only people that sit around in their house wearing jeans are psychopaths, right? People who have no feelings for themselves or probably anyone else.
Unbelievable.
I go home and jump out of me jeans and put on me thing, right?
So you have multiple changes a day, do you?
No, one. I've won. When I go home, I change. I've won.
You change for dinner, like...
Yeah, I change for dinner. Yeah, I do, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Just checking.
So I realised...
Some of us just put clothes on and then, oh, I don't know, wear them for the day.
Weirdos only do that. Weirdos only do that. So I went home and I jumped out of me jeans and jumped into me shorts.
Right.
So I said, right, grand, I cook me dinner now.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, couldn't be bothered lacing shoes now. You know, I am at home. So I jumped into me slip-on Vans.
Your slip-on Vans.
And then I realised... After dinner, I put my feet up and I was looking at myself going, oh my God, you're a disgrace. So me grey shorts, me tattooed legs, me multicoloured polka dot socks, and me slip-on black checkered
you
bands.
You left your socks on.
Of course I left me socks on. Who wears shoes or socks on, you weirdos?
Slip-on Vans. Are they not like runner type things?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
No, I'll show you the picture. It didn't end well. It was a bad look.
I don't even know if I need to see the picture. The sound of it alone.
It was a bad look, so I took a picture of it.
Slightly disconcerting. I think on this one, I think we're all in agreement with Dan and Cork on that one.
That was how it was last night.
Wow. That's, wow. You know? Yeah. That's,
In fairness, I did tag the picture with, no, I am not proud of myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So well, it wasn't the best look. It wasn't the best look.
I mean, you know, the one thing I will say is, it's certainly avant-garde.
Definitely avant-garde. What's that? Yes, whatever that means. Mm. Avant-garde is an aftershave, isn't it? Isn't that not an aftershave?
No, I'm just saying, you know, you're pushing the fashion boundaries.
Oh, when you thank...
Like, you're a setter, not a follower.
Yeah, but I did think... Like, I did catch myself out. I didn't realise how bad it was until after eating me dinner. The distraction of a bit of chicken is a powerful thing.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
But there you go, homeware.
Homeware.
It's different. You know, loads of people have homeware.
Yeah, no, to be fair, like, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody jumps into their tracksuits and whatever and just, you know, loungewear.
Loungewear. Remember loungewear became a thing? That's what I should have said, yeah.
You can get, you know, places sell loungewear. They don't call them. It's kind of like,
yeah.
It's like that transition between pajamas and tracksuits.
Yes.
Pajamas and leisure wear.
That's
you
right.
You suddenly find loungewear.
I think you're right, though. I think I should get myself some silk pajamas and a nice little Chinese-style house coat and a pipe.
Yeah.
I think that'd be... Well, that's not a bad idea. And then wear the slip-on Vans and the polka dot socks. That'd be a sight, wouldn't it? I feel good about myself then.
That would be quality, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, you'd be more inclined to... Welcome people to the house if you had that outfit on. Just to see the look on their face when you open the door.
Although, yeah, open the door though, and there'd be someone standing there, and you just go, is your dad in?
80s number one from Culture Club, Carmen Chameleon here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Hopefully, you're in good form, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. At 10 past 7, of course. So, all the talk here today is going to be about Storm Lorenzo and what he might bring. And all the rest of it, that'll be occupying everybody's thoughts. But a bit later on this morning, on the other side of the world, the boys in green.
Come the hour.
We'll be walking out to take on the mighty Russia.
Russia. La, 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 la. Yes, that's so, coming.
And of course, it's a slightly stranger atmosphere going into this one after what happened against Japan, you see. It was kind of like, that was meant to be a bit of a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, that certainly wasn't that.
No.
Well, I suppose when you lose, it definitely isn't that. But there you go. So now it is. Today is the big, I was going to say the big day. I don't know enough about any of this.
In a sort of a way, it's a must win, obviously, but...
I don't want to be the person on the radio. I've heard a lot of it, right? I've been listening to a lot of it. You know, you turn on the radio and you hear some guy going, and he's obviously as clueless as me about it all.
Yeah.
But he's going, yeah, the boys in green today coming in better. They're going to be amazing. Big game against Russia tomorrow. You're like, you don't know what you're talking about.
But you know, the good thing for you is, right, you know the way people are, you've been saying you're not into the old ruggedy and all that.
Yeah.
Turns out now you've got a legit, well, certainly in a Japanese context.
Yes, I do.
You've got a legitimate reason for not being a...
A rockety Japanese ball type. So there you go. So be careful, Irish fans in Japan. We know we get some of them listening on the apps and all that crack. So
all
be careful.
Over the world.
Tattooed Ireland rugby fans heading to the World Cup match against Russia in Kobe. However you say it. They've been warned, cover your skin. Now, we've had this before about tattoos being pretty taboo in Japan and how they just don't go for it. And it's really associated with criminality and all of that sort of crack, you know. Which it is, because I remember being over there and you're not allowed into some of the saunas and all that, the public saunas and everything, if you've got tattoos, because it's a bit like walking around with your bits hanging out. Like, it's considered very, very taboo. Now, the younger generation in Japan are starting to come around to the more Western ways of tattoos and all of that sort of crack.
Yeah. Because I actually thought
but
that
they Japanese
had
society
that sort
as
of
a whole.
I thought the body art thing would have been big over there, you know?
It is if you're a murderer. They're mad into it if you're a murderer. If you're into, like, you know what I mean? If you're a gangster and all that sort of crack, then yeah.
Right.
But that is, it's very much associated with all of that sort of stuff. But Kobe is the headquarters of this Yamaguchi Gumi, which is the largest faction of the Yakuza.
The Yamaguchi Gumi?
It sounds so cuddly for the, like, for the maddest gang in Japan.
It sounds like something you'd say to a Japanese baby.
Yamaguchi Gumi?
He doesn't. Look at you, you little Yamaguchi Gumi. Yeah, he's only a little Yamaguchi Gumi.
And
you think,
and it turns out they're mad.
Don't mess with the Yamaguchi Gumi, because they're the largest faction of the Yakuza. Their syndicate in all of Japan.
Wow.
And so having tattoos in this particular part of Japan,
they're not going to like it.
Nothing's going to happen. They're just asking you to be a bit considerate of the. No one's going to look at, you know, Fintan or Kabosh and go, there's, here comes the Yakuza, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
No, it's going to say, ironing, wrinkles from the shirts. You know, no one's going to look at him and go, right, we're in trouble here. You know, they get the spirit of
things. Especially since it's probably a henna shamrock just put in his cheek.
Yeah.
That guy looks a bit, I tell you something.
He does look a bit Yamaguchi. Yeah. He looks a bit Yamaguchi.
I'm not leaving a trip.
Yeah, you know, that's the violence, the level of violence. Service was atrocious. I will say now, as well, I was genuinely surprised at the hate directed towards the rugby fans.
What?
Yeah, I do.
Nobody hates Irish fans.
They really, Irish people hate them. Irish people hate them. I was talking to Mike about this. I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm not really into rugby, right? So it's not on my radar.
Yeah.
But fair play to them. I do a bit of slagging. You know, I'm doing the Uchtar Ultra Kwash and the whole lot. But, you know, that's just because in the Dublin context. They're over there doing their thing, having their holiday. Not really on my radar. Good luck to them.
Yeah.
I hope Ireland win. I do genuinely because, you know, I like a bandwagon as much as the next.
And once you get away from the sort of, you know, the D4 slagging that you're doing with the Kabosh and thing.
Huge
Munster contingent, obviously. You know, rugby's huge in Munster.
Yeah, and then you get the whole, hey, naughty, scary, they're all a thing of that, right? You know, so whatever, they're doing their thing. And then, but I really was genuinely surprised at the hate from Irish people towards
God, I
Irish
haven't seen that now.
Oh, it's big, isn't it? Like, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah. The last thing I saw was that Brent Pope singing our praises. Brent Pope saying, like, Irish fans were fantastic. Dignity and all that sort of stuff that they took defeat in and, well, you know, should be proud of themselves and all this kind of stuff.
But on Twitter over here, they were going, look at them all standing there like they're in a library. Megan, look at them copying football fans. And, oh, you can smell the
sheepskin coats.
You can smell the brown Thomas Arthur shave through your television. And you can look at all that. I've had more crack in me local Supermax than I've seen them. Like, really having a go.
Begrudgers.
Begrudgers, in fair. Yeah. So there you go. So just be careful. It feels a bit mad now, having said what I've been saying, to tell the D4 lads to watch you with your tattoos. I don't think they exactly have love and hate printed across their knuckles rocking around Tokyo. You know, love Ireland, hate the haters. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be a problem. But for those lads out there, for the, you know, men and women out there enjoying you, I hope you have a great day.
And did you ever have an incident involving your tattoos? No, you never came across any sort of like, you can't come in here or any of that.
No, quite the opposite. Like, only in the saunas now. I did get told in the saunas you can't, which is fair enough.
You shouldn't be doing gigs in saunas.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I wasn't doing gigs now. I was just around eating donuts. My problem in Japan was they were too bloody nice. So you'd ask them something and they were too disappointed. They didn't want to let you down.
Right.
So they'd tell you anything, even if it was the wrong thing, just so they could hopefully try and help you.
Right.
But then you'd realise it was totally wrong. You're there, I wish these people stopped dreaming so helpful. and just tell me they don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're too nice. That was the only problem I had. You know, so there you go. Talk about finding trouble everywhere. Japanese, can't stand them. Do you know how nice they are? They'd wreck your head.
Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you here at Classic Hits. 20 past 7. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for that. Thursday, of course, Friday's Eve. Touching distance of the weekend. If Lorenzo doesn't blow the weekend away on us. There's a great text in, right, from John, to say maybe the reason that, you know, Japanese and so on might be offended by tattoos is because lads over here keep getting them, like, Japanese and Chinese writing and stuff.
You would, Daddy, yeah.
And maybe they don't, and they've nobody's any idea what it meant. So you could be looking at a lad wandering around in his tattoo and, you know, Japanese person looking at him and saying, like, are you offended by his tattoo? No, not at all. It's just a...
Yeah.
It says... baked beans and a packet of Daz. I don't understand it.
Why would I be offended by a fella with prawn crackers written across his neck?
Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms here at Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, which means the hit bit not far away at all. 8:30 is what we're playing for, according to PJ. That'll do for me. WhatsApp 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. No need to give us your guess. That's a biggie. Don't give us your guess. It won't count on WhatsApp or on text.
Not at
it's
all.
Just to let us know that you want to play, and then Magic Mike will give you a call and you can... do the necessaries on the radio with us. So that's on the way very shortly if you want to get involved. In the meantime, we're changing codes. We were talking about rugby earlier on, changing sporting codes, because Gary Lineker's come out with some very strange kind of comments involving Match of the Day.
Yeah, he's afraid of robots. Gary Lineker's officially afraid of robots. That's what he's saying.
Well, I don't get the... what's the connection with Match of the Day?
Well... I don't think Gary Lineker gets the connection. I think we do. I don't think maybe Gary Lineker does, to be honest with you. So, he was doing this podcast called Behind Closed Doors, so where they kind of get to know people, you know, when they are just themselves.
When you're hoping they're going to reveal something scandalous that'll get you a load of publicity.
Well, isn't this it? Isn't this what it is? Isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely.
They're sitting down and they tie it, because in the podcast, it's not like an interview like you do on radio where you're in, you're out, your thing. What are you doing? How are you getting on?
You're doing one tonight, aren't you? You're doing one tonight.
I'm doing the Blind Boy podcast.
Blind Boy,
tonight,
of course, from Rubber Bandits fame.
Yeah, so I'll be doing his.
So he'll be hoping to get a bit of scandal out of
you. Sure, that's easy. I say scandalous stuff all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whereas Gary Lineker never does, right? So they got him down, and basically, instead of getting something real juicy and scandally, and after a couple of hours, he goes, some would say it's just a matter of time before cyborgs replace TV show pundits. Yeah. Yeah, this
cyborgs.
Cyborgs, yeah. So, and they were like, what? And he goes, yeah. And in fairness to him, he makes a joke and goes, to be honest, some actually say it's already happened. Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
So I guess he was sort of saying tongue in cheek. But like, he seems to be a bit afraid of robots. I mean, where do you go with it? Because he's saying, like anyone else, he looks at the future, he looks at technology, it's coming in on top of us and it's oppressive and you wonder, can you keep up? You see so many jobs being replaced by... robotic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like everything. Like them feckin' machines in your local supermarket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
no,
the local car parks and all. And he somehow thinks that one of them's got to be watching the match and going, that red card was despicable.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's the part, because, I mean, the pundit thing is just, it's opinion. You know what I mean?
I know.
So the idea that a robot would be there going, you will win nothing with kids.
I know, it's not. You know what I mean?
It just doesn't have the same.
They think it's all over. It is now. You know what I mean? You can't imagine.
Although of the things to replace, you know, with robots, that's, you know, I think that's a bit far down the line.
I think he's pretty safe. I will say, though, I am afraid of robots.
Are you?
I am afraid of robots. Have you seen them?
No, but no robot will ever replace you.
Well,
unless it's a robot that goes rogue.
A robot?
Yeah, a rogue bot might replace you.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Sure, look, anyone could replace me. I'm lucky to be allowed to come in here at all, to be quite honest with you. But I retweeted a video on my Twitter feed there last week, and I was like, stop teaching robots to kick ass. They had this robot on it, and it was teaching them how to do parkour and dancing and kung fu, and you want to see the balance out of it.
Oh my
and,
God.
It was, and it was the first robot I've seen that could genuinely knock me around the place if he felt like it. Now, you might say a robot never feels like anything. I say that's because they haven't thought of that yet.
Right. So what you're really worried about is the old AI. It's the old, you know, and if they start kind of, you know, if the artificial intelligence starts becoming like learned intelligence.
Yeah, well, it works for me. People say, I've got artificial intelligence, Jim. So what if I learned it?
Yeah.
What's to stop a robot learning it?
With who? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh. I could be potentially dangerous in the wrong hands. See their moves.
Wow. No robot's going to mess with you.
Yeah, you better not. If you're listening, robot. Yeah. You don't mess with me. And I know you're out there. I know you're planning to take over the world. I was doing a drive through McDonald's and I heard the snarky tone that the robot made when I asked for the burgers.
You're safe. You're safe. You'll be safe from robots because robots have to deal based on logic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're basically immune.
I do have that going for me.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit. With the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Is that country and western?
It's a bit
or
of country
cartoon?
And western, a bit of Willie Nelson going on there,
yeah, and a little bit of Wile E. Coyote.
I think it's all the same. Country western is a bit cartoony, is it not?
I like it.
Hey,
I like
it.
Willie,
all right.
It just feels like the Acme company should be involved somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I get it.
Very good.
€830 for you anyway, if you can guess what the hit bit is this morning, which sounds exactly like this. All the wrong answers in classichits.ie. So it's going to be Lorna Hernan in Galway for us. Hiya, Lorna.
How you doing? How are you?
Oh, good, Lorna. What's the story with you? Any sign of Lorenzo yet?
No, not yet, no.
Good.
No. The wind is getting up now, all right. It's lovely here.
So
enjoy
it is literally the calm before the storm in Galway at the moment then.
Absolutely, yep.
Right, let's give you a guess. What do you think it is, Lorna?
I think it's Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh, look at how appropriate is that.
After
your country and western tunage. Very good.
Hope we're onto something.
Anyway, unfortunately, it is not right. No. But as they always say, try again, because we do take calls for the hit bit from 9 to 5. Best I could do.
Right, Lorna, have a good day. Stay safe. Cheers.
See, that wasn't bad, but his confidence is rattled from yesterday. He's afraid of
it. He should have delivered that with more oomph.
Yeah.
I was knocked after yesterday now.
Yeah, you know,
I had someone coming up to me yesterday to see if I could tell them the answer and we'd split the money. Someone came up to me yesterday and asked me that. That's the pressure I'm under, lads.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I don't know.
Yeah, that's the pressure.
Same here. God, well, see now, if Mark wins, we know exactly what's going on.
Exactly,
all right,
yeah.
Mark in Dublin. How are you, Mark?
Mark, you didn't happen to bump into Magic Mike yesterday, did you, by any chance?
I'm afraid I didn't, lads.
No.
I thought we were onto
a scandal there.
Yeah,
for the moment.
I was hoping Mike was corruptible for a moment.
There you go.
How are you getting on, Mark? You well?
Not too bad.
Ah, yeah, okay. Thanks very much. Will you be sheltering from the storm later on today?
I'll be fucking work, so yeah, I suppose I will be.
Right, okay, yeah. Well, I suppose better in than out, I was going to say. It's not often you say it that way around.
Right, take it away, Mark. What's the story?
Kiss by Prince,
right.
Oh, right, good tune.
Oh, good tune as well. My God, 800, what would be €830? Wouldn't that be nice? Like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then again, I suppose at the end of the day, lads, you don't have to be rich to have a good time. You don't have to be.
Oh, God.
It's wrong.
Better.
Sorry about that, Mark.
Have a good one.
Have a great one,
stay
boss.
Safe,
thanks,
man.
For having
cheers.
A go.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Right. No, that wasn't bad. No.
Not bad. He's coming back to us.
Yeah.
He's coming back to us.
Gradually. It's on its way back. Right, and it is on its way back later on this afternoon. 20 to 5, Damien Farrelly will give you another check. God, right in the middle of the... Lorenzo will be blowing up a storm.
Yeah, will, yeah. £830. There, Damien will be trying to put
it... the phone lines are still up and all.
Yeah, assuming. He'd be folding the money into paper airplanes and throwing it at you. Trying to get it delivered to you. There you go, 20 to 5. 087-188-000. It'd still be €830 if Damien is here, which I'm sure he will.
If he makes it in from the wilds of Kells.
It's a long way, even on a regular day, Jim.
Can you hear me?
Fleetwood Mac and everywhere here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thursday, October 3rd. It's Friday's Eve as far as we're concerned. Touching distance of the weekend. Danny's been on WhatsApp. He says, hi lads, can you say hi to my wife Lolo White? Who's finally driving to work on her own 4 years after getting her full license.
Oh, wow.
Well done, Lolo.
Good for you. Yeah. I don't know if we should be warning people.
I was just going to say, as though Storm Lorenzo wasn't bad enough, Lolo White's on the road. I'm only messing, Lolo. It'll be fantastic. Anyway, listen.
What a day to pick her going her own. Like, yeah, exactly. The middle of the madness.
Oh, my God. Anyway, on the way after eight, PJ finally has some good news for me. Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, what is it? 9 minutes, 9.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. We're all waiting with bated breath for the arrival of Lorenzo.
We are. Come on, Lorenzo. Hit us with your best shot.
Should be any time now. Oh, 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. And also, if you fancy getting your hands on one of the very, very exclusive PJ and Jim ugly mugs, might be worth checking out our social media.
Social media. Yeah, on our social media now.
If you go to the media.
As Dustin would say. On social media.
Yeah. But if you go to our social, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of stuff, Magic Mike has a little thing up his sleeve. But in the meantime, it's taken a while, right? Normally all I get is just abuse.
Yeah.
But finally, PJ Gallagher has claimed he's about to deliver some good news.
This is good news. This really is good news. I mean, if traditionally, when we were growing up, it was always the opposite way when it came to holidays. It was young people that were doing the adventurous stuff. You know, taking the risks, going and looking at stuff. Turns out, it's not that. It is great news, in fairness. Old donkeys like Jim are now the ones that are grabbing life by the horns.
It was too much to expect that there'd be any level of respect.
I don't know what you're talking about. If it wasn't for... It wasn't for Donkey Kong over here and his like, we'd be missing out on cultural references that are hugely important to all of us. So the over 50s are now, we've completely traded places as far as holidays are concerned.
What you mean, so, like what used to be the Club 1830 going out partying thing?
Well, it's in a weird way, yes. Now they're saying it's the under 20s who are more likely to be going on sun holidays. And doing all that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? Where they just sit in resorts and just want all that crack.
Oh,
whereas
right.
It's the over 50s now who are doing essentially what backpacking was.
The adventure and stuff.
Yeah, so they're going that they're more likely to immerse themselves in local culture than young travellers. It says those entering their sixth decade are also more likely to socialise with locals, try to communicate in the native language, go off the beaten track. I mean, this is, in Jim's case, it's just to avoid people, but it's grand.
I mean, I've just realised this. I definitely am the wrong age. None of that sounds appealing to me.
This is your age group.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to be with the young people lying by a pool.
Yeah.
Talking to people. Going off on backpacking thing and adventures and stuff.
It also says, now obviously he's not including this 41% because this is the type of thing that makes him feel sick. 41% of the over 50s said they go there to make new friends.
Oh my God.
While only a third of young adults do the same.
I'm going to have to check my birth cert. I'm definitely the wrong age.
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to be into?
Well, that's what they're saying is the new
other
trend.
People.
In holidays, this is the new trend. This is what the travel agents around the world are saying. This is what they're starting to see. Although it was 2,000 adults carried out by... Who are TUI? That's not them Thomas Cook lads that went bust.
No, that's TUI, whatever.
Oh, right, okay. Well, yeah. That's grand, yeah. But they're saying even the experiences and places they go to are different to what places like Borneo, Uzbekistan... They're going to places where the young people, it's not on their radar at all. And that's the way. Remember years ago, it used to be, like when we were growing up, there'd be always some hippie in the group that was like, you're going to Spain, are you? Fine. I suppose it's not
so you haven't been to Peru,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, so yeah. No, I'm going to Uzbekistan. We're going to drink some Uzbeki root water and...
You know, they come back and they've got the haircut of the locals and all.
Yeah.
Man, there was nothing more annoying than the white lad with the dreadlocks rolling weed and tell you how uncultured you were. Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up!
Just because you liked a few pints with
your
mates by the
pool.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry, because I was in an Irish bar and you're sneering at me. You're dressed up as Bob Marley, you goon.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I have to say, man, that hasn't come as good news. None of that sounds like a good holiday to me.
But you don't have to do any of these.
I never go anywhere when I go on holiday, right? I fall over and that's where I stay for as long as I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
On a lounger in the sun you know, books, music, grand, but like trips? Don't be ridiculous.
I know, yeah.
Speak to people.
Yeah,
nothing worse.
Look, here's where you and me come. You and me would love to go on a holiday with each other because we know we wouldn't have to talk to each other. Do you know? Like, this is the thing. This is what you and me.
If we went on holiday together, we'd never see each other.
No! I'd be like, we're literally day one.
Because you'd actually see, where's Jim? He's on that side of the pool. Right, I'm going around the corner here.
Yeah. We'd arrive and you go, right, okay, checked in. Right, Peter, will I see you later? I'd say no. And you go, thank God you said that. And that'd be it. We'd meet and check out. We'd go, did you have a nice good time? I did. Have you seen Mike? Oh, he's not here at all. He's in Uzbekistan smoking. Smoking frog wafers or whatever it is they be doing over there. Do you know what I mean? That's how we realised that our dream holiday was a cruise, because we could just go away and isolate ourselves from the whole world.
Do completely different things.
Yeah, like preferably two cruise ships that are really not busy
in
January.
Opposite directions. Human League, Don't You Want Me here at Classic Hits. Almost 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Andre has been on. Is it Andre? Hang on a second, I'll just double check. Is it Andre who sent this in? Yeah, I think it is. Says, my partner, Chef Dave, needs to go on holidays with you two. He hates when I start talking to people. Everybody hates when you start talking to people.
Yeah.
Don't talk to people on holidays.
Yeah, I know. People just don't. I don't know. It's that thing.
Why are you doing it?
Helena, that works here.
Yeah.
On the Niall Boylan show.
Yeah, she likes meeting people.
She likes making forever friends on her holidays and all that crack and hanging out with other couples. And she's real into that sort of stuff. What an oddball.
Weird.
It's no wonder she's working on that show.
Absolutely. You'd have to be a bit strange. And there's Jerry. God, I'd say you guys would be two dry old farts to be on holidays with.
Yes.
Jerry, you'd never have to worry about it because we'd never speak to you.
Yeah, we're dry as a frog wafer. That is literally how dry we'd be.
You'd be better off, Jerry, hanging out with Magic Mike there and drinking the Bolivian root water or whatever
it
was.
Yeah, I tell you, you and Mike would have a great holiday. Well, I'd have a lovely time watching it through a telescope from the top of a mountain.
Somebody's about to have... Hang on a second, there was a request in for somebody there and they're turning 40 today. Somebody in Thermo King, and I've lost it now.
We got carried away talking nonsense, but sure, there you go.
Anyway, whatever.
If you're turning 40 and you're in Thermo Wafer,
Thermo King.
Thermo King.
Yeah, and you've a mate called Nigel, and I think your name might be Kenny.
There you go.
I've lost the WhatsApp in there somewhere.
Well, have a happy Kenny birthday, regardless. Whatever your situation is.
Whatever your story is. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Still to come, of course, the breakfast table quiz on the way. We're getting to the business end of the week and there's still only 8 to beat, which is unusual.
Very unusual, yeah. So you'd think if you got a good score today that you might have it wrapped up.
Yeah.
Can't be too ambitious either, I suppose.
And we're on the countdown to Lorenzo. Nobody's kind of reported anything on the WhatsApp so far.
No.
As to anything kind of going on.
I think we've literally 40 minutes and counting to when the weather warning kicks in.
Officially
starts. It's officially at 9 a.m. So that means probably nothing's going to happen for a little bit after that. But there you go. Storm Lorenzo is officially
on its way.
Watch from 9 a.m.
We'll
so he's on his way.
We'll have to get a tune on in its honour. That is the best thing about Storm Lorenzo.
It really is.
Is the opportunity to play that song. What a tune.
It's worth getting blasted out of it if you get to hear music as good as that every so often. Oh, what a song.
What a great song. And the nicest blokes you'd ever meet, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't even think I've known them. I don't even think I've ever met them, but I've heard nothing but good stuff.
Super sound.
It's supposed to be
really
brilliant,
sound lads. Anyway, brewing up a storm. Some guaranteed Irish from the stunning ahead of the... arrival allegedly at 9 o'clock. Well, the official warning, the yellow warning, kicks in for the country from 9 a.m. this morning.
So brace yourselves, everybody.
Yeah, stand by. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Just a quick reminder, as I say, only 8 to beat 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. But
now, scandal, if you want to leg out of the country, if you want to escape the storm,
right?
Maybe it's not a good time to leave if you're a boy or a man. Or a lad that doesn't have an ease at the end of it. That's a stupid way to put a piece. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't have an ease.
Ladies, I was trying to get it. I got too clever. I got all smarty pants. Because this was in the papers last week and all about this new hotel opening. But the doors have opened. As of today, the doors are open to the new hotel that no men are allowed to stay in.
A no-man hotel?
A no-man hotel, yeah. The Somdona Hotel in Porto Cristo. Exclusively for women, no boys allowed, age 14 and above, who are looking to disconnect from the stress of daily life.
Wait a minute. You say it. Wait a minute.
So stress is directly related to men, is it?
I see the point, you know. Like, they do, they have to hire men in the hotel, so there is male staff. And you know why? Because of equality laws. So they have to have men hired in the hotel to work there because of equality laws with the genders and all that sort of thing. But as far as customers are concerned, women only. Boutique property, 39 rooms, as well as a pool, rooftop terrace, restaurant, a wellness centre, offering massages, beauty therapies. It's run by some hotels, and it's the first women-only hotel in Spain. It's about 75, well, more actually, if you think about this. This is the sterling price, so I don't know what it's about. Close to 100 quid for a night is the starting rate, I suppose you'd say. So there you go.
I think it's a good idea. I have no problem with any of that.
I wanted to get upset about it, right? Because I like getting upset about things. You know, it's me go-to default position. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You've earned the right.
I can't really see it. The only thing you would say, though, is that
if you did that in reverse, there would be absolute outrage.
Yeah, but you see, you can't ignore the history of some places, right?
Right.
You can't. It comes into factor. Look, you were telling me there yesterday about a golf club that still today, lads can enter and all. And women are allowed to enter as long as they use the stairs round the back.
The other stairs, yeah. In England. Yeah.
See, that's a different thing. Now, I'm all for men-only spaces and women-only spaces. Don't have a problem with it. As long as there's options for everybody.
Vive la différence,
I say. As long as there's options for anyone. Like, you know, it's not as if lads can't go to Porto Cristo.
Yeah.
You just can't go to that one hotel. It's not as if there's no hotels.
I agree.
It's not like the golf club
thing,
where women weren't allowed to join the golf club. And it's like, well, we want to play golf. Well, go on down there.
Find a field.
With the St. Anne's, which are cricket bats and tennis balls. You know, do whatever you want to each other down there in the field. The actual course. You know, as long as there's options, who cares?
Because I tell you, it's like, I mean, I'm a big fan of the old adults-only hotel. I don't want anybody else's kids anywhere near me when I'm on a holiday.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it. Go for it. Absolutely, ladies. Make the most of it.
Yeah, no problem. As long as there's exactly the same type of facilities that everyone can share, very close. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know where to go with it now because I'm not upset. And I like getting upset about things.
Mind you, the only thing about it is, if you saw an ad for a men-only hotel,
I don't think I'd have a problem with it. No, I wouldn't go.
No, I wouldn't
be into it. I'd be like, that's crap.
but I wouldn't
have any problem with it being open.
No, I'd be all for it. Go for it. Knock yourself out.
I'd be like, no, Jesus, wouldn't particularly
float me boat.
I'm not going to that. Imagine. Because you know why, though? This is why I wouldn't go. Because I'd be sitting around enjoying myself and it'd have me feed up. It wouldn't have dawned on me there's no women around. I'd be just doing me tea.
Yeah.
And you know there'd be one fella going, great, there's no boards here ruining the buzz. And you're like, oh, jeez. We were all having...
Some lad would take it too far, wouldn't he? And he'd be like, they'd be all right to walk around farting all the time and just...
Yeah, do you know what you couldn't do if there was women here? Get that into you. Take a deep breath, Jimmy. You'd be like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, this wasn't such a good idea.
I don't think he understands the idea of this place. See, and I think a lot of women would like you if you checked into a men-only hotel as well.
They'd like men to check into a men-only
hotel.
Yeah, I do.
I think there'd be an element of, no, you're going away and you'll be all... No, you're going with your man, Harry, and he's this dirty fella and they're getting his own to throw his stag party. You know, lads only. Grant, just go be Egypts together.
Yeah.
You know, in your own Egypt farm, whatever it is. I don't think, you know...
an Egypt farm. That's a fantastic thing, yeah. Where'd you get him? Oh, there's an Egypt farm that sells them down the thing.
That is the difference as well. This, like, the women-only hotel is called the Som Dona Hotel of Porto Cristo.
And the men-only it's probably beautifully fragrant and clean and, you know.
A men-only hotel, the Egypt farm in Torremolinos.
You'll know it. The flies, they'll be around it.
Yeah, you'll hear it before you see it.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
This week it's all about a two-night stay at Fernhill House Hotel. It's a family-run country house next to colourful Clonakilty, ideal to explore West Cork. Basically, it's a member of the Historic Hotels of Europe, which, if you didn't know about it, it's apparently a collection of the best hotels in Europe, and it's been listed as one of the top 10 four-star hotels in Ireland over the last couple of years. It overlooks the birthplace of Michael Collins. And if you happen to book one of their midweek packages, they'll actually throw in a couple of free passes to the Michael Collins Museum as well with those midweek packages that are on offer at the moment. You can check all of that stuff out at fernhillhousehotel.com.
So there you go. 8 still the score to beat at the Breakfast Table Quiz, which is reasonably low coming to the end of the week. So 9 or more will put Karen O'Reilly in Limerick in the lead. How are you getting, Karen?
I'm good, thanks, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all, thank you very much. Now, you're in Limerick. You're fairly close to where it's supposed to be all impending and coming in.
You can't
see anything yet, though, can you?
It's quite dark at the moment. I'm actually just tucked up in bed because I finished night duty, so hopefully I'll sleep through it.
Best place for you, to be
best
fair.
Best place for the day.
If Lorenzo... Actually, no, that's... I was going to say, if Lorenzo was coming, you're better off in bed. But I mean that in a totally different way, Karen, just to be clear.
Jim!
Lorenzo's welcome anytime.
So listen, Karen, the good news is that it's still only 8 to beat, so you must be fairly confident about taking that on.
Oh, Jesus, not a bit. Go on.
Oh, really? No,
we'll do everything we can to help you along.
My brain cells are gone to sleep already, I think. But shall
not
I do
at
my
all.
Best?
You'll be fine. Yeah. 60 seconds to get through. Right.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
What was the name of Han Solo's big hairy friend in Star Wars?
Pass.
Chewbacca, in what film did Sylvester Stallone play a mountain rescue climber?
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, in which sport were Irishman Sean Kelly and Stephen Roach leading competitors?
Cycling.
Which D is the birthstone for April?
D?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Diamond, pass. What is the largest country by area in Western Europe?
Spain.
France, in pop music, complete the title of this Blondie hit. Heart of what?
Gold.
Glass, in the animal kingdom, a gosling is a young what?
A geese.
Yeah, yeah. Which traditional Maori dance did the All Blacks perform before a match?
The haka.
Yeah, salami originates in which country?
Italy.
Who released the album entitled J-Lo in 2001?
Jennifer Lopez.
In what movie did footballer Vinnie Jones make his film debut?
No idea.
Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. In geology, what M is the layer that lies beneath the crust of the earth?
Molten.
Mantle. Which former Beatle was lead singer to the pop group Wings?
Paul McCartney.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Right. God, they have been tough enough this week,
haven't they?
Tough enough, all right. Okay, right, how did we do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All the
you
same.
Were just behind by 1 to get the draw, but we would have needed 9. So
no hassle. Well, listen, I enjoyed chatting to you anyway.
And you, Karen, you took yourself up there and sit out the storm there. Sleep through the storm.
That's all right. I'll go to sleep now.
Yeah, have a well-deserved rest now.
Take care of yourself,
thanks,
Karen.
Love the show. Thank
you're very
you.
Kind.
Thank you, Karen. Bye. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so look at that. We're heading into a Friday.
And we need 9 to win the whole lot.
9 wins the whole
kit and
caboodle.
There you go. Phones will be hopping off to Hook tomorrow, so they will. They will, yeah, wait, you see.
Everybody be trying to have a go. Yeah, no, so there it is. If you want to win yourself 2 fabulous nights at the Fernhill House Hotel, this family-run country house next to colourful Clonakilty, a deal to explore West Cork, 9 is all you're going to need. Tomorrow on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Pretty cool.